We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from the mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We are here to share and educate. We are BaseNet Radio.
So that, like...
Hello world, this is Slick Zero, your host. With me today for episode 36 of BaseNet Radio is Morbid.
Yo.
And looks like there's Goatsy over there.
Goatsy.
And on Skype out there somewhere is Silent Slade.
Hello.
And also on Skype, but at work and doing something
missing
else
in action,
is DMAD. And we had Echo earlier. I don't know. He'll probably be dropping in. Yeah, he should be back. Anyway, we usually just discuss recent tech news on the show, but we could get into some interesting discussions on or rants outside of the news, usually still during the news section, and that's what makes us ADD Radio. Any reproduction or retransmission of this material is...
incorrect.
That's why this MP3 is available for download at our website, basenetradio.net. And right now, it would be time for our first section.
All right, well, that begins the email section of BaseNet Radio. In this section, we'll be reading email comments that we received over the course of the previous week. If you have something to contribute, like ideas, flames, news stories, or just want a shameless promotion, shoot us off an email at basenet@basenetradio.net. Okay, and the first email we have today comes from Twism the Twismatic, again? We had him
Twism
last week. Yeah, Twism. Yes, we all know about Twism. Yeah, and it starts off like this. Praise Jesus!
That's never a good sign.
But... oh, no.
No, wait. No, this isn't the new Kelly Clarkson single. Sorry.
No, he got mad at our comments last week.
No, not at all. What's up, you over-caffeinated pornaholics? Found some documentation supporting the whole invisibility cloak thing Slade mentioned last week. He gives off a link. Several pages worth, gotta click the next page, single explanation, camera projecting the image onto the reverse side of a cloak. Here's an example of real-world use for the technology, ripped right off the website. Pilots landing a plane, for example, could use this kind of technology to make cockpit floors transparent. That would enable them to see the runway and the landing gear simply by glancing down.
That's actually a pretty cool technology.
I didn't say you make the pilot like the pilot invisible so it seems like no one's flying the plane.
Oh, that'd be kind of interesting.
You do that for the passengers. So they all wig out. Okay, well, enough of that BS. Can you guys please omni-scan the state of Florida? Oh, how do I despise those long, hot winters?
Hey, Florida, I have something for you.
Omni-scan!
All right, and for those of you who are absolutely, completely confused as to what I am talking about with this article, let me quickly... tiny URL for everybody. And you can go to tinyurl.com/89QVT. And I'm linking everybody there. And you can check out, if you go on to the second page on how stuff works, which is what this links to, an explanation of how this whole thing was set up. It's really interesting. With light service reflectivity and indenting incident lights and so on.
So does anyone determine if the picture was fake or not?
Well, pretty much it's all done with video camera.
How many cameras?
So what, do you have to have like a camera crew following you around?
No. You wear the camera. Whatever's in front of you gets projected on your back.
So they're like microscopic cameras facing at different angles, so... it reflects how
it's
the right
possible, yeah, the more cameras you have, the more, I guess, you can project.
How expensive is that? Or uncomfortable. No, that could be, I don't know.
No, well, if the cameras are small, they're not uncomfortable.
Yeah, how expensive?
Expensive?
Yeah, oh. It's a new technology.
You don't really need that arm, do you?
No.
I mean,
no,
you have two.
Yeah, it sounds quite expensive.
Yeah,
you only need one lung, right?
No. Yeah, actually, yeah. You do only need one. Anyway, are we ready for next section? Do we have any more mail, or...?
That's it for the email. We have nothing else going on there.
All right.
Don't think we had any comments either, so...
No one loves us.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that means it's time to do the next thing. Oops, I think I kind of cut you off there.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, anyway, that begins the news section of BaseNet Radio. In this section, we will be discussing news from this past week in the tech and computer industries, as well as any other news we find relevant to the general idea of hacking. We try to vary our sources so you may hear something on the show that you may not have heard elsewhere. Also, if you would like to be a BaseNet correspondent, simply send us an email with an audio attachment of yourself doing a report on something of your interest. It can be anything from reading and commenting on tech news to reporting on an interesting hack. And we got quite a bit of news for you. This first one, actually Slate found. It's the first nice big bald link there.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so you know what that is.
Right, okay. This is regarding the username trademark infringement. Right.
It just seems like such a stupid thing.
Right, well, this guy who calls himself Family Pants is actually behind, like, this whole thing. And he's getting, like, I believe he's being sued by the registered trademark of Dave Reddle. Dave Reddle, who owns FamilyPants.com, who was upset that Family Pants was more popular, I think, on Dig.com. as a user than his website was.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Like, you'd Google Family Pants and you'd end up with this guy's forum responses.
What kind of name is Family Pants?
I guess he got a whole family in his pants. I don't know.
The fighting over.
I don't want to see these pants. I know that. No, but, yeah, well, this is pretty much the basic of the story. It's a very simple story, but it brings up the question is, what's more original? I mean, like, he could have never seen FamilyPants.com, and yet now he's being, like,
and maybe he had it before FamilyPants.com existed.
It's possible. Like, I've had my name for quite a long time.
Then he could probably turn it right around.
Kind of like with the Nissan car company and the Nissan computer company thing.
Why?
My computer just slowed actually do too many things.
But yeah, that does bring up a lot of questions regarding what trademark actually covers overall. I mean, can it cover names?
I mean, because technically now with the offset of the web, you have
I can't spell.
Real life given birth name, and then you have like your chosen name. Which...
Seriously, but
so does that mean I can sue someone if their parents gave them the same name as mine after I was born?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
That's exactly the point. You can't do that in real life. Why should you be able to do this online?
Online, yeah.
Okay, Family Pants' website sucks.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, hell yeah! There's like absolutely nothing worth being
there. It's a really crappy cartoon-looking thing. Watch free cartoons, buy some clothes, contact your creator. Could you tell me sucks and to just shut the fuck up with this whole lawsuit?
It's a cartoon with, like, a family shoved in a pair of pants.
And a monkey. It's purple. Wearing a hard
hat. What's that green thing?
A dog.
I mean, seriously, not everybody's username has to end in 13725, you know?
Oh, and by the way, it sounds really awful. just to let you know. So anyway, yeah, so I just wanted to bring that particular part up. So I guess what's important is, does it matter if you have like a unique name or not on the internet? Should you have to scour the web to make sure there's nobody with your name already on there?
Seriously, I mean, who's gonna want the name Family Pants anyway? So you'd figure,
obviously Family Pants does.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Well, we could now we can go search for Family Pants and make fun of him as well. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's not like he was blatantly ripped it off by making his name Goku 44739 or something like that. You know, like, you've seen those all over the web before.
And
countless of form.
My second choice of a username was Family Pants, so. I mean, it is pretty popular then, I guess, huh?
Yeah,
well, I think that's most people's like second or third choice.
And your first, but we gotta think about this. Your first choice was Goatsy, so.
Goatsy, Family Pants, and Crab Apple.
Crab Apple. Aww. Not tasty at all. Okay. Moving.
No, you don't like those. Anyway, here's a nice story about the IEEE saying that a new type of patent is needed.
Okay, what kind of patent?
Well, I don't want to read this article completely, but it seems that they're looking for something that expires in 4 years. And
okay.
And let's see what else. Some... should have read this. No, I did read this, but I'm trying to remember what exactly it is and how to describe. But anyway, it's kind of interesting that they something like the IEEE actually wants a new, better type of patent, or a patent reform in general. It's HTTP, well, lnk.in/38p5. And for those that don't know, lnk.in is like a tiny URL type thing, so.
No. Yeah, it just has a bit of a couple issues with its login.
Yeah, you have
but
to...
other than that, it's fine.
Now, to use lnk.in, all you gotta do is type it in, but to, like, make...
batches of...
Yeah, you need to actually have a login. So that
which
kinda...
is a really... It has a really nice feature. You can take... entire text, let's say, oh, I don't know, the text on a wiki with all the hyperlinks and convert them to shorter links, like lnk.in links, in case you want to give them out on a show like ours. You know, stuff like that. Very handy. Unfortunately, it doesn't work if you can't log in, and when you change your password and it still doesn't accept the change password, there's a problem.
You try your old password.
Yeah!
Yeah, maybe it's done right now.
It's kind of in limbo right now.
It's kind of just in limbo. It's like, your account is here somewhere.
Wait.
We'll be right back after we finish these brownies.
Which is why... which is why some of these are lnk.in and some of these are tiny URLs.
Exactly! Some of these which I haven't done yet, so I will do for you later.
Some of these damn things were like customer service not being there kind of makes me wish all stuff went to India. Because, you know, they're there 24-7.
Yeah.
Yeah, but unfortunately, they have no idea what you're saying,
yeah,
either to
dude,
you them.
I was at my friend's watching the Super Bowl yesterday, and I accidentally reset their modem, which had Verizon DSL, and I didn't know how to... If you reset a modem, you can't get on internet?
Yeah, you can. You just gotta re-log in with Verizon.
Well, I don't know the information. Yeah.
You actually have to log in on your own with that.
Yeah. So
which
I'm
is
like,
good to have authentication, which is not a bad
no,
thing.
No, so I called up, and it's like, yeah, the office ain't open. So I'm like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then I called, but I finally got through to a person. I said the phone number, and I said, dude, I'm at my friend's place, and I messed up their modem. And they told me how to fix it. They told me what to do.
Okay.
Talk about not really being secure. Mm-hmm. They asked me the name on the account. I guessed one of the people who live there. It was the wrong one. They're like, no, it's not that. It's so-and-so.
They told you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I was going to say the other name, but but the girl told me it first before I had a chance to.
Oh,
that's bad.
She didn't even ask me. I mean, I said I don't... I'm like, I'm their friend. I messed up them. They didn't ask to talk to the person to verify anything. She just kind of helped me along with her account.
Well,
wow.
That's yeah.
That's breaking laws right there. But it doesn't matter because they're not in this country, so they don't have to abide by them, do they?
No, it's a nice Southern girl. Yeah, they're either in India or they're in like South Carolina. It's like
most
the two places
Georgia.
Where customer service is.
It's Georgia.
It's Georgia.
For Verizon, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't ask me how I know that.
How do you know that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He's lying to us.
Yeah, probably.
No, no, I must have called him at one point. I had Verizon DSL before.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but unfortunately, rebooting the modem just doesn't work when the fucking line is dead. So, they don't seem to get that.
I hear something clicking loud there. Is that your knife?
No, not at all.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Somebody likes playing with their blade.
It's not a bad thing to practice, is it?
Are you planning on stabbing people frequently?
I'll stop practicing on... I might stab people at Verizon. Did you see that? I started talking about it, and then the blade started coming out. You see how it works?
Do you have anger issues?
Possibly with that.
Speaking of weapons, supposedly, I didn't know this, I just found this out by reading this article, that, the video game light guns don't work on the new TVs, like LCD and plasma and DLP and all that crap. They only work on CRTs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
That's bad.
Yeah, so you can't play Duck Hunt, you know, get pissed, or any of those extremely frustrating NES shooter games. Those are like the hardest fucking things they've ever made.
You mean like the other half of Duck Hunt?
But so now they have a gun which came out, the LCD Top Gun, which is this thing. It works for Xbox, PS2, and the PCs, and it's only about $35. But it works on old TVs now, and it has like other modes, which is kind of cool. Except, first comment, not Nintendo compatible.
Well, unless you get an emulator.
That's what the second comment was. And then the third comment was, how the hell did those guns work anyway? So it was kind of a funny campaign. But it's kind of cool. It looks like the issue is, it looks like a real gun.
Oh, so great.
I can see kids cutting the cord and taking off the light sensor under, like, the buttons underneath, and, like, maybe not even necessarily having to take the things. It kind of looks like a undersided laser scope, like laser sight on your gun. So I could see him cutting the cords, running around outside shooting with these guns, like playing, like pretending to have guns, and they're gonna get shot by someone with a real gun.
Yeah, probably. Oh,
I could see some like
Darwinism.
Stupid
right there.
Thug trying to rob a liquor store with one of them in like years too.
Oh, that's bad.
That's the real ghetto where they can't even afford real guns.
That'd be awesome though.
Hey, $35 is expensive, dude.
Cheaper than a real gun?
Probably.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, most definitely.
Handguns are about what? $200, $300?
All different.
Yeah. Well, for a basic one.
Like $300 to $1,000? I don't know.
Start in about, yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Oh! That's how they work. No, like your comment made me actually check how the stupid light guns work. They have a photodiode, which is what that little screen in front of the gun is, the glass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it pretty much just read what position of the screen it's pointed at so that it knows what's there.
Yeah, because the screen, like, I know on the Nintendo, the screen would blink black and there'd be, like, a little white square. I guess if the photodiode is pointed at the white, the intensity's higher and it would be able to, hey, look,
like,
I win.
Yeah, it would judge its position by that, and then it would know, because the video game knows where the ducks are.
Right.
If at the same time you point the trigger and you're in the right vicinity, bam, you won. It's simple.
Plus it's plasma. It's totally different than old TVs.
Yeah, because it's...
Plasma's a lot better than...
Plasma's actually the worst. LCD is better.
No, you could do anything with it, though. Like, make a gun that points at it, you know? It's the fourth form of matter. I love plasma.
Oh, she means, like, actual plasma.
Oh, plasma. Yeah. Oh,
the plasma TV screens. It's the same thing.
Well, I have one more thing on kind of weaponry, which is kind of interesting.
What's
that? It almost goes along with my robot, but not quite. It's about the U.S. military, because we all know love them, you know. The U.S. military pondered Love Not War is the actual name of the article. Is the U.S. military investigated building a gay bomb.
What?
Which would make enemy soldiers sexually irresistible to each other.
Oh, they've tried that before with pheromones.
And other weapons who they, like, make soldiers obvious by the bad, I guess, and create bad breath. But there was like a 6-year project costing $7.5 million to make a gay bomb.
Did it work out?
I don't think so. The plan for a so-called love bomb in big word, an aphrodisiac chemical that would provoke widespread homosexual behavior. But no, it didn't. distasteful but completely non-lethal blow to morale.
Mm-hmm. In other news, for $20, they played the Village People, and they were successful.
Well, I just
I hear some noise in the background. I guess the echo's on.
Hey!
Hey! Looks back.
So pretty much, they came up with all these different ideas like that, spent the $7-something million, and never actually did anything with it.
Well, you know, they must have tested it on people, obviously, and then monitored your sexual behavior.
Maybe that's what all those the elections in the those side elections during the last presidential one. Too many test subjects. We're a little successful. Okay, that's I'm done.
I feel bad because Echo came in. The only thing he heard was gay bomb. That's why he's really confused.
Stick around and listen to the episode later.
Alright, there you go. That's a good choice. That's a very good choice.
Anyway, I got some news. It's an article. It's actually someone's blog. How much does free cost? Apparently, this person found a website that where just by searching Google for Firefox, and there is a little sponsored link. Firefox, yes. Download right. Now, freedownloadhq.com/Firefox. This webpage, you have to, in order to get these free downloads, you need to have a credit card with 1 year or 2 year or lifetime full and unlimited access.
Whoa. Hold on a second. How the hell do they actually stop you after the first year?
I don't know, but it's $1.66 per month. For 1 year, 2 years of $112 per month, or lifetime unlimited for $37.95.
Wait,
what?
Do they offer anything special, besides this free Firefox download?
Well, other free downloads that are normally free anyway.
So you're paying for the convenience of going to one website for all this free stuff.
Yeah, but I usually don't pay and just go to Fresh Meat.
That's the only thing I can think about it. Like, people, like, uber lazy people who don't feel like going to more than one place.
Yeah, it's...
But even still!
Yeah,
it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, there's a point when that's just laziness goes too far.
Yes, especially, like, a monthly subscription for mass laziness.
I mean, at the very
it's
least...
It's like mass stupidity, really.
Dude, the lifetime subscription, that's only, like, a penny a day. Well, less than that, but...
Practically, yeah. You know what we should do?
What's that?
We should sign up and then waste their bandwidth.
No, I'm not signing up. I'm not paying for crap.
Alright, then let's just refresh their main page a lot of times.
F5 it.
F5 it. We should make a website like that instead of like A9.com.
F5.
Anyway,
F5.com.
Here's something interesting. Along the lines of people being idiots, trying to make money off of free software. IamBlaze.com. I've mentioned them in the past. They've been they're still around, and they've been around for way too long at this point. If you don't know what I'm talking about, IamBlaze is a featureful instant messenger client that allows paying customers to advertise to users of the chat program.
Right, and they've been doing the same thing.
Huh?
Did he just go
Did
away?
Did he just drop? It says call in progress.
Yo.
What happened?
You're VoIPing.
Hello.
You're VoIPing.
Keep it moving.
Just drop.
You just drop.
Hello?
Hello, I hear you now.
Hello?
Do you hear me?
I'm still here.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, God.
We hear you now.
We're all gonna die.
For some reason, I don't think it hears us. Do you hear us?
Yeah. I hear you. Oh. I hear you fine.
Okay, good, because you were acting like you didn't. All right, anyway. the interesting thing about IamBlaze... when you install it, it asks you to agree to the terms of a license agreement. And, well, that's kind of normal, but the license agreement is the GPL. Nobody looking found any source code on the site, but, you know, a few people emailed to ask for the source and didn't get shit. Also funny that's is good. The fact that it looks an awful lot like, no, wait, you can't... Yes! It's Game! Game with the advertising plugin, that is. It's just, the crap they're trying to pull is in direct violation of the license they make you agree to when you install it. Anyway, to get off of the main point a bit, although the advertising plugin doesn't allow you to remove it from the program, you can simply delete the extra DLL and the program will just be an older version of Game.
It's only the Windows version, right?
Yeah. And but this version has like a different like graphic in the beginning or whatever.
Ooh, it's so important.
Yeah. The Iron Blaze
website. It's a Smurf version of the Haint Game Buddy.
The Iron Blaze website makes it seem that they produce the program in-house. Of course, that's obviously not true. And if you make an account with them, like I would use a fake info, I already did, you can get into the members forum area. It seems the forum wasn't all that secure since it's called the Game Ripoff Members Forum and has a nice big game logo and a few threads on what's actually going on. Anyway, the fact that this is still up, offering the binary-only download, just... really grinds my gears.
You know what grinds my gears?
Anyway, I'll just let everybody know this. If you check the whois entry on ionblaze.com, there's a name, address, and phone number. Do with that information as you will.
And tell us what you did.
Anyone want to go
give
on a
your
trip?
Stories. Send us in your stories of what you decided to do with that information.
If anything. But yeah, that just pissed me off when I saw that it was still up. Because after reading that, I thought, I wonder if Iron Blaze is still around. And they were, and they still offer the binary download. It's just that.
It's anyway. People like that that, you know, make money off the weak and stupid.
Or both.
Or both. Alright, so I might be experiencing some slight packet loss issues here, so bear
with
me.
Are you still downloading the world's largest image?
No, that finished! I just can't decompress it!
Wow.
It takes too long! Alright, so what's the next thing we're gonna mention? Let's see.
Yeah, we could do the end of the internet.
Yeah, why not?
You want to do the end on the internet? Okay. And then I got something new.
I like the internet. It's my friend. Why is it ending?
It's... You see, the porn on it has reached critical mass.
Funny you said that, but we'll talk about that later. Next.
Uh-oh. No. It seems the nation's largest telephone and cable companies are crafting an alarming set of strategies that would transform the free, open, and non-discriminatory internet of today to a privately run and branded service that would charge a fee for virtually everything we do online. Verizon, Comcast, Bell South, and other communications giants are developing strategies that would track and store information on our every move in cyberspace in a vast data collection and marketing system.
Is that legal?
No.
I don't know. It could be.
Probably not.
Well, over their own network, maybe.
Yeah, that's the thing. If it's their network...
But what about other people's traffic through their network?
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Verizon, Bell South and stuff monitoring everything you're doing.
Oh, fuck that.
In order to increase their service levels.
Nah, man.
Pretty much like, okay, they're thinking of having like a platinum, gold, and silver levels of internet access that would set limits on, say, the number of downloads, media streams, or even email messages that would be sent or received. I mean, imagine something where it's like, here, you get the normal home internet. You can send email and view websites, but you can't download anything because you're too dumb. You don't pay enough. And then you get the, business
premium version. Okay,
yeah,
business, all right.
The business version.
We can do everything you want except stuff that goes against our company. So no voice over IP, no this, that, and the other thing.
Now, if you want to do streaming, you would have to get the multimedia package. And so forth and so on. And then there'll probably be like a silver level of internet access that you would pay more for like server stuff.
Right, and then there's free web, which just allows you to receive email but not send.
And then it's
a sampler service for 20 days, something like that.
And then, of course, pay $1 million and you get Backbone.
Oh, sweet, sweet Backbone.
But still, that's messed up.
But it's happening already. I mean, Optimum's doing it. The Cablevision Optimum network flags its own packets above everybody else's.
Well, just for VoIP, right?
For their VoIP service, yeah.
Yeah.
But what that means is that if you use, let's say... Alright, let's say they have their VoIP packets at, like, priority 1. Your internet-based packets that aren't VoIP P2, and all other Cablevision traffic but VoIP at P3. Huh. That means that if you use somebody else's voice over IP phone, you have pretty shitty echoey connection all the time. Why is that? You already have 3 tiers of servers, whether you wanted to or not. You didn't pay for 3 different tiers, but that's what you're getting.
That's true.
And this is true with most companies. Most companies are starting to flag their particular packets, different levels, just because. Hell, I do it in my own home network. I raise voice over IP packets above everything else.
I think you need to work on that some more, though.
Did you get the Skype packets, though? Or do you just have your VoIP phone?
Unfortunately, the Skype packets can't stop packet loss.
Oh.
Yeah, don't worry.
Silly.
It's the truth. You can send me down. Alright, so.
So, okay, the next
I got
one.
This. Remember how you're saying the porn, the internet's gonna die because there's too much porn?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll go along with that line. Children are now able to get access porn sites because of their cell phones.
Okay.
Yeah. The whole thing is they're being able to get the codes to get onto sites using premium pay text messages to pay for the service. To have a cell phone, I think you need to be, at least get the contract, you need to be 18 or above.
That's true.
So therefore, all people who own cell phones are over 18. And you can use text messages and lots of sites now. It's increased a lot. You get the code text message to your cell phone, and they used a 15-year-old girl's phone to do this. Researchers.
That's awesome.
Yes. There's supposed to be regulations on it, but the loophole is through the text messaging.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with a young child looking at pornography.
Come on.
Nothing is wrong with that at all.
Well, according
nothing wrong with
what does it do? It doesn't make them serial killers or anything. I look at porn when I was a kid, and I came out normal.
Dude, you remember those national? Do you remember those like National Geographic in the back of your class in like third grade?
What was that?
You remember like the National Geographics in the back of your class in like third grade?
Yeah, with the tribal like saggy boobs and yeah. Like, oh baby nipples. Got to like thorns around their asses. All right, whatever.
The
I still have them. I'm sorry. That's why I know so much.
Fap, fap, fap. Sorry, that had to be said.
Anyway, AOL and Yahoo, hear about them recently in the news.
No, I didn't, actually.
Yes, actually.
Well, they're gonna start charging if you don't want to go through their spam filters and any other mail filtering
what?
Stuff they use.
Which means legal spam!
Exactly. They'll be making money off of spammers.
And I think they're also charging for the new AIM service, but...
They are?
What?
Well, if you have a mobile, if you have a... something like that,
right.
The US version costs money.
Well, that
get the, Talker.
The UK version doesn't. No, for the like instant messenger.
Well, okay. I don't know about regular phones, but for palms, look up TOCCER. It's free, and it's not gonna charge you money for AIM.
And but I believe I was looking on AIM's website, and there's something about their newest version. Yet you like you could download the trial, or you could buy the full version.
Fuck that! Buy AIM.
Yeah.
I'm really sick of people who think that making an inferior application for a phone and charging $30 for it is a good idea. I really am. Like, there's this person who makes a ringtone for a phone called a phone technician, and they want to charge you money for it, and it's really...
Well, does everyone know that?
They keep trying to get you to pay for his shit.
Yeah, that's a fucking bastard who wants me to pay for his shit, and I'm not going to. Because it's a free... version, unless you register it and get more options. So fuck that. I don't need the more options that don't work. But that's just me. Like, I'm tired of, like, paying $40 for ringtones or paying $3 for a game that sucks.
Did you just say $40 for ringtones?
Have you seen people's ringtones collections? Do you imagine how much money they wasted on them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could get the whole song online. Legally, for cheaper.
Right, and then you can use it like
and you can compress it so it would fit
or
on a
Resound
phone.
Or anything too.
Yeah,
you know, whatever you like.
Yeah, but you guys are missing the point. Those guys with boredom got to make their money somehow.
That's right. They gotta hook up their car battery to their laptop so they can sell you a $2 ringtone. I'm not kidding. This happens. This happens in my neighborhood. It's sad.
And it's funny as shit. Have you guys heard about the new RFID chips?
No.
The razor thin ones?
Fuck yeah.
What about them?
That they're from tiny as shit, and they're thinner than a piece of paper.
Whoa. That's nice. Really bad.
And they break, like, every 5 seconds?
No, can I think about somebody shooting a chip into your arm without you knowing? You'll just think it's like a mosquito bite, and
or a paper cut.
Oh, well. Yeah, oh look,
and then they'll be able to fucking track you whenever you go by certain areas.
Yeah, you got a paper cut. Oh, how'd that happen? Oh well.
That means you got to take an RFID jammer with you everywhere you go.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. What frequencies are they run on usually?
There's a whole episode of BinRev Radio about it.
Yeah, so that's why I was trying to think back to actually.
2.45 gigahertz. Ooh. I think that's what it says.
Okay.
Wait, that's bad. That means I can't use a cordless phone.
You can't use a lot.
Well, if your cordless phone stops working when you're around it,
so get a 900 megahertz
stuck in your arm.
So go down to the 900 megahertz cordless phone.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's a worker. But yeah, anyway, yeah, it would be cool to make an RFID jammer and get rid of this, or maybe just put yourself in a microwave for 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's really, really smart. Anyway,
it's just cancerous tumors. I'm still good.
All right.
So anyway, how small? You said like less than a piece of paper, like thinner.
It's thinner than a piece of paper. Where is it? Here.
0.15 millimeters.
Yes.
Wow.
No, that's one of the lengths. The thickness is 7.5 microns.
Micron. Oh.
Okay, that makes more sense, but yeah, wow.
Paper, it says paper is usually 80 to 100 microns thick, where this is 7.5 microns thick.
It looks similar. Yes. That's really small. I could wear that for days.
That's what they're hoping for.
Yeah,
that's
freaky.
That.
Yeah, well, they're using it for legit reasons, like in the place where they showed it off, they had the chips in the tickets, and that's how people got into the expo.
Yeah, okay. But that's just for now that they're using it like that.
Right. Eventually, it'll be used in, like, passports, like the Dutch ones that got hacked recently.
Well, you know the MTA is going to start using RFID, right?
Oh, yeah.
You saw some of the stations with the new things.
What?
No, do tell.
What are you talking about?
Right next to where you swipe the Mag card, there's a very small thing. It's not on most machines, most turnstiles. It's only like a few inches long, and next to your car, if you see the extra like square thing there, people are actually testing this now. You tap it with an RFID tag, and the turnstile lets you in.
Question: has a movie from the mid '90s is about an elitist society where genetics were everything that mattered? You couldn't get into like the buildings and stuff without tapping your finger on a little pinprick to get blood test.
Huh?
Are we coming to that?
Demolition Man?
No.
Oh, it started with a G.
Gattaca, yes.
Oh, never saw it, but got it now.
Yeah. It's pretty much, the thing is, they believe that your genetics determined everything about you. Like, you couldn't succeed unless you were just a certain type. You know, like Aryan race type thing. Except with actual technology to back it up. well, not back it up, but enforce it. And pretty much, that's where we're going with this. In my opinion.
Yeah,
they're
going to
have the information on everything about you and be like, oh, we don't like your kind here.
Nah.
You're from the wrong economic bracket. You can't get in. Type thing.
That's not cool at all.
Does anyone agree with me on that, or am I off?
Well, I mean,
I don't have a valid point, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I like the idea of something being predetermined for me because of, like, genetics.
That's true. Just people that could... I mean, look at people who are twins. They're supposedly genetically the same. Mm-hmm. And they could do completely different things. And do them well
genetics
and successfully.
Genetics doesn't determine free will.
Exactly.
I want to address the genetics aspect on it by saying, like, it's getting narrowing down where everything about... They'll know everything about you in one little swipe through, and
you don't even need a swipe through anymore. If you're gonna go for RFID stuff,
well, swipe past. You have to go past the thing.
So. Yeah, because
well,
RFID
someone
is
can walk
very
past
close.
You.
Yeah,
and like, figure and get all your docs. Yeah, it's that easy.
I found the story for the Dutch passport, by the way.
Hmm?
All right, so the Dutch passports were hacked by someone doing a man in the middle kind of interception. Where they read all the information being passed between the ID and, I guess, the access point where it reads the ID in the first place. Okay? And pretty much by intercepting the information, storing it, and then running it through a PC 2 hours later, we could actually remove from the one intercepted signal, like digitized photographs of the person, and all the other plain text data that was on the RFID.
Huh.
So they knew the person's name, what they looked like, their fingerprints,
everywhere they've been,
and they could probably create their own password now, with a different picture,
maybe
the same dot,
make
same
up,
docs.
Remake a history,
right? Remaking Ooh. History, pretty much. Yeah.
To rewrite where someone's been,
rewrite where someone's been, or
well,
better
no,
yet,
no. where they're going.
Well, the thing
become
with
that someone,
the data on RFID, at this point in time, at least, is static. You can't change what's on there.
That's right.
So,
yeah, but you can make your own new one though, and make
right. But I mean, you can't tell just from one person's ID. Unless a server that knows where they've been, you can't tell where they. You would need access to all that shit too.
Right. But let's do it the opposite way. Why don't you clone someone's RFID tag, and then travel to a place, and then now it appears that they've traveled to this new place.
Right.
Right.
That's
could throw murder mystery solving out of off loop. Like, but you were there at the scene of the crime. We have you under RFID.
So you must have been there.
But you really weren't. You were set up. You know, stuff like this happens now. Or it could happen anyway.
Disgruntled employee?
Yeah, disgruntled employee stealing his boss's RFID tag and then like going postal.
Maybe if you have they get weapons which they feature can turn off and use it. Do that type of thing. Or maybe fire the weapon.
Okay, who's typing away like there's no tomorrow?
I don't know. Maybe me, perhaps.
Yeah, you, probably.
Be quieter about it.
Yeah, stop banging.
I'm sorry, somebody's threatening our sake.
Almost what?
Somebody's VoIPing out.
That, they threaten their satellite feed? What?
Sake.
Oh.
Threatened
by the sake bitch.
By the many freshmen that are upstairs. Where sake is being held.
Uh oh.
Oh no.
Kill him with fire.
I might have to. But in the meanwhile, I'll stop typing. Sorry.
No problem. Alright, I have a nice announcement. It has nothing to do with us. Oh, it was cool. Phone Losers of America released 2 new episodes of their PLA radio show.
Oh, they have one?
Yeah! Episode 1 and Episode 2, The Brady Bunch House and Social Engineering, are available for download at hackermedia.org.
Huh.
Took me a second there. I almost said .net.
Are they new, or is this just that they're being posted on hackermedia.net?
I believe they're brand new.
Oh, yes, they are. Look at that. PLA Radio. That, well, I guess they just started it up. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, definitely interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you were interested in, like, phone freaking, hacksoring, or the Brady Bunch house for some reason, go ahead.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, what's going on with AT&T and the NSA? This was Erxa.
Oh, yeah, they're spying.
Yeah, you did hear about that, I guess, the eavesdropping?
I heard it's a lot more than just AT&T, I thought.
Well, that's true, but the NSA, for the most part, since they're interested in overseas lines, AT&T owns most of them in America, and AT&T was allowing the NSA access to the lines even when they didn't provide a warrant, which is illegal.
Yay.
And so now that they're getting sued for that.
Now that AT&T and was it SBC are becoming the whatever the hell they're advertising, they're going to have...
The new AT&T.
Yeah, the new AT&T. Ah. They're going to have even more access to more people.
God. Well, I mean, that's just really crazy.
Yeah. I don't want to go too deep into Swiss early week, actually.
But if you are curious to see, like, just on a related note, like... What kind of, like, connections we have between other countries?
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Like,
huge,
I mean, like...
Huge dead air there?
Huge dead air because I totally changed the topic. You can go check out this one thing off of news.com.com, which doesn't make any goddamn sense. Tiny URL creator. Bloop. It's loading. Generating. Go to tinyurl.com/BYOG as in grapes and J as in Jughead from Archie Comics. And you can see like a nice little rendition of all the fiber connections as of 2004. So up here happened. And no one cares.
No, we looked at it earlier.
I
thought it was really interesting that they completely skipped the southeast part of Africa.
They kind of go
the long way around it. And Australia ain't really too popular either.
Or Iceland, or the hell that was.
Yeah, Iceland doesn't have any fiber connected to it as of 2004.
They need fiber too.
Nah, man, those penguins can't... Well, actually, no, that's Greenland. That's not connected. Iceland has a little something heading up there.
A little something.
One little looped line. I'm guessing they move around an iceberg or something. Alright, so...
Duh.
Alright, level up. I don't care. Alright, what else we got? What is this I see here that someone put up? Slick, is this your fault that this is what I see here? Winamp flaw that allows spyware to enter your computer?
Yay!
Yes, that's my fault.
What the hell are you talking about, buddy?
Did you click it?
I am now, but I didn't read it. You did.
Click it or tail.
It's, well, spyware tunnels in on a Winamp flaw. If you run Winamp and you're not behind a firewall or something, it's highly possible that spyware could be getting into your computer through a flaw in Winamp.
Yes.
And that affects versions,
everything after 3?
5.13.
That's the new version. That's the one after found out. So anything, I guess.
Damn it! See, now this is bad.
So now I have to update to the newest version of Winamp.
If you it would be smart.
No, I think I'm behind the firewall. Never mind.
Yeah, you should be, but. Oh yeah, it's not on a computer that's moving anywhere. So.
It really varies because it really depends on what you're downloading. If you have a downloaded .pls file and it begins to play, You could do this inadvertently and then be pretty fucked. And I know a lot of like programs, let's say IE and Firefox, will try to automatically open things with WinApp because, well, that's what they do.
Damn it, and I was going to try to go an entire episode without morbid burping, but that didn't happen.
Hey, I don't usually burp.
Dude, look at the best part. Every time I burp, excuse me.
I'm sorry. Really?
Maybe 50%, not all, but a lot.
That's a lot.
I'm sorry, I've been getting acid reflux lately.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the excuse.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Hey, I have an idea for you guys.
What's that?
You're saying that Winamp is the problem, right?
Actually, it's not the problem. It's things forcing crap to load into Winamp without your
knowledge. Right, but it's because of Winamp, right?
Don't use Winamp!
Exactly! XMMS, open source, compile it on your own systems.
This is true.
Is XMMS available for Windows?
I don't know.
The source code is, and I don't know how you couldn't compile it.
Because it's GTK? Oh, well, good point. I don't know if anybody's ever tried porting it to Windows.
Oh, you couldn't.
Huh.
I just hope it just doesn't try using ALSA with Windows. That would be a big problem.
Or OSS. That's true with the audio backbone.
You could work a way around that.
Oh, probably.
Well, I'm going to give it a shot. Why the fuck not?
Yeah. I was just going to look to see if they actually had one available.
They would have the binaries. Okay, why are there ASCII hearts on the XMMS website? Wow, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I must depart. I'm being called for free dinner.
Okay.
There's free dinner and the alcohol is being threatened.
So he must go.
Go and acquire this free dinner because we know how what it's like for all students.
Yes, free everything.
Damn straight. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a wonderful hangout. Hopefully we'll be around in another week or two.
All right, catch you later, man.
All right, have a good night, everybody.
Peace.
Take care. Anyway, we'll continue on.
Where's the sister of the week, damn it? How many is he behind?
18. At least, and that's just this week. Next, I mean, he's not going to be on the next show for at least another 2 weeks, knowing him, and that means he'll be down 20. So don't expect a distro anytime soon. Or an app of the week. Or anything of the week.
Anyway, here's something kind of interesting. Hackers tap Greek government cell phones.
Yes. That's really messed up.
Do the Greek lead by?
I don't know. But...
they tap the prime minister, so...
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's...
awesome.
You know who does try.
For a whole year, even.
For a whole year? Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, wow, I missed that part when I first read it. Damn.
Yeah. So, it's supposedly a big national security issue. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some sort of, like, I don't want to say beheading.
Come on, we haven't had a good one of those in a while.
Do they do that in Greece, really?
In Greece?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Or do they just dump you in the Mediterranean?
Maybe they've... No, never mind. It's not the lions, that's the Romans.
That's right.
They could have gotten it from them. They did...
throw babies over cliffs and stuff.
Fatten them up, you know. Fatal.
Oh, here's something that's... It just makes me want to laugh. I don't know if it makes me want to laugh or cry. A guy is trying to sue Apple for get this, potential hearing loss.
Oh, God.
He didn't even lose his hearing, I guess. It's potential hearing loss. Because the iPod music player can cause hearing loss in people who use it.
Wow, it's called Don't Fucking Turn the Volume Up Too Loud, Douchebag.
It's
play at a reasonable level. It even says in any manual.
I know,
it says
the
on the package
say,
of any headphones.
I know. It has hearing warning, hearing loss, hearing damage.
I feel like I'm gonna be right after it. It just struck me as extremely
stupid.
You
know what? He probably his paper recently or actually just listened to a news report since it's been slow news lately and they just happened to say that in the past couple of days. So he probably heard it and was like, "Gee, I'm going to sue him for that." It was on the news. It might work.
Well, I mean, it worked for the lady with the hot coffee at McDonald's, which is another.
Well, it didn't work. It didn't work for the people who sued him for getting them fat.
Yeah, I see that.
Even though, like, Super Size Me did kind of prove that McDonald's food is bad for you.
It didn't. Dude, if you didn't know it was bad for you, you have some serious issues.
No, that was important. That was part of the case. If you can't prove that the food is bad for you.
They have the nutrition facts up there for about our whole lifetime.
Yeah,
no, it's bad for you.
They're
online, or they're right by the bathroom, actually.
Well, people don't think that you're gonna eat that food like every day more than twice a week, so you're not supposed to get fat from it.
Love when I went to McDonald's with my dad once. And we're waiting online, and it's really bad, and this really fat woman behind us said, "You should have seen it at breakfast."
Oh. What?
That's bad.
Yeah.
Aww. I want to hug her.
Would your arms fit? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fucked up.
I know.
So there's people who apparently eat there for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That scares me.
And maybe midnight snack too for those open late.
Oh yeah, now they do that. That wasn't happening back when this story happened, but might now. Oh.
Well, now it will. Now they're open.
That probably worked long ago. But
hey,
I think she's better off this way.
Everybody's probably heard of the Kama Sutra worm thingy.
What?
The Kama Sutra, worm?
Also known as black worm or my wife with itself or. Or no, I'm sorry. It says here, when the worm will overwrite several popular file formats, including those of Microsoft Office, with useless data.
I was gonna say if it's called Kama Sutra, it should overwrite it with a copy of the Kama Sutra.
Hell yeah, free book.
Right.
A horny virus.
Okay. Anyway, let's take a moment for some shouts.
Is that time?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, man. Wow.
No way.
See what organization does?
Twizzle! What's that? Okay, that's my shout.
Your shouts to Twizzle, my shouts to Def Lash.
Okay.
I'm good.
That's a good one. And to D-Money, who's, like, there, but not.
Goatsy doesn't have any shouts. No shouts to Tub Girl.
My shouts to you, man.
Who's you? Well, thank you. She pointed out.
I'll shout
you
out.
You can't see the point. This
I'll shout
video
out to the
show.
Nice Verizon online girl who helped me out yesterday.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. Well. No.
Who gave you mad docs?
Negative shouts to Verizon for being one of those companies who want to split up the internet into like a billion different sections. Whatever it is.
It's the anti-bell syndrome.
Yeah, so Al Gore's back. Okay.
Shouts to Echo, I guess, who was here temporarily. And D-Mad, I guess, who was here temporarily.
All right, so guess that cuts it for this week's show.
Yeah, that definitely does it for this week's edition of BassNet Radio.
And, take it away, Snook.
And yeah, as always, we hope you have enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or flames, send an email to basenet@basenetradio.net. If you are listening to this on DDP Hack Radio or on Rant Radio, up next is Binary Revolution Radio. And what's so funny?
I don't know!
You just started laughing.
Yeah.
And somewhere around flames, I don't know.
Flames.
I don't know.
Flames.
Okay.
Right.
She's better now. It's okay.
Anyway, have a good week.
Peace.
Bye.
Later.